situation in which we have maximized economic productivity and are able to fully control natural processes. So in other words, it's this capitalistic Baconian kind of fever dream of subjugating nature, maximizing economic productivity. Once we have total control over all the natural processes in the universe and our, you know, the economies, you know, we're producing all of this economic wealth, then we'll be in a situation to go out and colonize space and create these huge computer simulations, you know, that are full of enormous numbers of happy digital people.
It's wild. This is wild. The only thing I can think of while I'm listening to that is like, and this is why we have poetry. You know, sometimes I even wonder about why we have poetry, right? But like, this is why, because when you don't have it, like you just turn into this guy, not Emil. I mean, he's reformed or reforming or whatever, but it's like, why would you want to live in that world, you know?
Yeah, and that is a very dark vision. And Amy, we're actually reaching the end of today's show. And we are finishing up.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
Tune in to KBOO Saturday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. for the rebroadcast of Lady Sings the Blues, a tribute to Billie Holiday. The 16th annual Billie Holiday Tribute brings together musicians of many genres to pay tribute to influential jazz singer and songwriter Billie Holiday. Performances feature Marcia Hocker, LaRonda Steele, Arietta Ward, and more. Again, that's the rebroadcast of Lady Sings the Blues, the 16th annual Billie Holiday Tribute Night, starting at 7 p.m. on Saturday, April 22nd. Right here on your community radio station, right after our Earth Day special programming.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning into KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell the end in first then?
This is DJ Yellow Horse. You are currently listening to Rose City Native Radio, where we give you the latest news, indigenous news, music, and poetry, plus more. It's just going to be me today. Jack is, I believe she is traveling. So, you know, hopefully she's good. But, you know, I got some great music. I can't wait. I never cannot... sharing music with you. It's just something I love, and I'm glad that I get to do this. You know, let's start out with something a little upbeat, something I've been feeling, and a little frustration I want to put out there. This is Burn Your Village to the Ground by A Tribe Called Red.
Thank you. ours. Years from now, my people will be forced to live in mobile homes on reservations. Your people will wear cardigans and drink highballs. We will sell our bracelets by the roadsides. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shifts. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims. And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
Story, of course, begins before there was a United States, because it was nation to nation amongst the native nations and the European nations.
The story's told with lies, lies, lies.
The treaty signs.
The founding of this country, the U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes all across our nation.
They were unilateral agreements between two sovereigns, meaning that it was indigenous people here and the U.S. government, and it was equal. We still retain them. The other way that it's supported and retained, even though the U.S. government refuses sometimes to recognize that, and maybe these younger people that are listening to this can change this, because this is about healing. It's about forgiving. Do you know what the sixth article of the U.S. Constitution is? That treaties are the supreme law of the land. It actually says that in the U.S. Constitution. Treaties are the supreme law of the land.
The treaty signed. The treaty signed. I have a name, but never mind.
Now, it turns out that the problem with treaties begins not on the native side, but like many problems, begins on the western side.
The U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes.
Most of the non-native people think of Indian treaties as Indian treaties. They don't think of them as their treaties. And these are everyone's treaties. These are the United States and the Native Nations, and we all have rights and we all have responsibilities. The United States gained a territory over which to govern through treaties. If you don't know treaty, and I'm not talking about treaty law, but if you don't know treaties, you just don't know American history.
But never mind. The treaty signed. The treaty signed.
Why is it important that the American people understand this? I mean, most people study a little bit about Native American history and maybe in school, but then it for many, I think it disappears from our daily news diet. So why was this important, and specifically the treaty? Why was it important?
We felt the United States, we felt the people needed a civics lesson and a reminder that the Constitution doesn't just refer to the federal government and the state government, it also refers to the Indian tribes.
The treaty signed. The treaty signed. The truth they died.
This is about healing. This is about healing. Healing.
Founding of this country, the U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes all across our nation.
But never mind.
I read a book called Indians of the Americas. I, after reading the book, realized that I knew nothing about the American Indian and that everything we are taught about the American Indian is wrong. Is inaccurate, and our school books are hopelessly lacking, perhaps criminally lacking, in revealing what our relationship was with the Indian. When we hear, as we've heard throughout all our lives, no matter how old we are, that we are a country that stands for freedom, for rightness, for justice, for everyone, it simply doesn't apply to those who are not. Just simply doesn't apply. And we were the most rapacious, aggressive, destructive, torturing, monstrous people who swept from one coast to the other, murdering and causing mayhem among the Indians. Isn't revealed because we don't like that image of ourselves. We don't like to see us. We like to see ourselves as perhaps John Wayne sees us. And also, what we've learned about the Indians has been largely taught to us by Hollywood and by motion pictures. They have educated us. So we naturally believe that when the Indians came, that the wagon circled and the Indians rode around and subjected themselves to terrible fire and died 65-1.
Both barrels of shotgun could always get two Indians.
Yeah, and that wasn't the way it was at all. But anyway, Indians have been tragically misrepresented in films and in our history books, in our attitudes, in our reporting, and so we must set about to re-educate ourselves.
One thing I wanted to get into on that too was the subject of not only having this treated on the screen, but off the screen. I know a guy who was in it.
I don't think at a time when we say, especially, that we are going to keep our treaties, and that we do keep our word, and that we, above all people, do keep our word. I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith for the Indians, and every single one of them is abrogated.
Yeah.
Well, of all the light that was always essence to shine. Together grow with time, the roots behind my rhyme. Assemble and I combine, every thought suffice. Revitalize my life, even though I'm dead inside. My conscience telling me lies, and you aligned as Gemini. She told me it's alright, your passion's been emphasized. Alchemist of the times, my Tartar is purified. Turn my lead to gold in my world, the paradise. Only reason why I look forward to see the sunrise. The smile is my sunshine, like all it took was one time for me to recognize what we had shared inside. I know it's love at first sight, and I can't deny that I'm literally hypnotized. But not the word to define, to describe what's on my mind. For the love of my life, you the stars and I'm the sky. Someone gon' make you my wife, cause you always by my side through some of the darkest times. We're like Bonnie and Clyde, or two peas in a pod. Mother of my bloodline, till I cherish with pride.
So lately, I've been doing a lot of thinking, driving through this Colorado greenery, enjoying the scenery. A little less than high, but that's alright, cause I finally got my daughter and I finally got my wife. Alright, she might not know that yet, but a guy can dream, am I right? Something about the way she looks at me always seems to put me in a trance. And I'm fine with that, because I'm adoring the way the light hits your eyes, and that angle of light, and that one hair that you just might fight. Only a second has passed.
Things come and go.
By more than chance, compassion exposed my expression from first glance. Each step is a hard grip, mind sincere can be discovered by my kiss. Grapes explode as we stack over the mesas. Body language exchange from the hip onto the lip flavor. Our friendship is the foundation to layer the trust. Joy is recovered when you rescued my glow to burst. The bird's eye view includes a melody to the whistle. Souls aligned, draw me closer to whisper. Lonely lisp collapse as you smiled and sat on my lap. Hope afloat, anchored my motivation to set sail in the craft. Your laughter is the chorus to my heartbeat you compose. Old fashioned in my velvet shirt with flowers to propose. Time it fits, adventurous benefits, heavily excursion aroused. This memory caressed in the color of the clouds.
Wake up in bed, wrong side, love died. I cried, why lie? Ain't shy, I write, I lie. I lie to myself, misplace myself, disregard my health. In debt till death must pull us apart. Admired your art ever since the start. Control my heart, disconnect the strings. I feel her pain, every little sting. But still she sings for me. I don't sing for her, I let my vocal slur. I'm Lucifer, I'm eviler. The evilest villain is him. You can call it sin, I plays to win. That nameless, nameless ninja's in the studio at the Asterix. Here to rock the mic, here to get my fix.
Things come and go.
to find you somewhere out there in your spirit, little spirit. I don't wanna be a master of deception. If I cheat on you, I'm cheating myself. I don't wanna be out of question. That ain't good for nobody. Standing
this rock, I catch your fugitive eyes. Before I turn and lay my head down, I'm thinking of her escaping through these spruce, walking across these rocks, walking over this moss. I'm thinking of her escaping past stolen, walking across loss, walking over shame, holding fire in her heart, like all her descendants so effortlessly do. Under your always light. Bye.
samai ra enangele ongo na samai ula ena wasa wasa na samai o wakakawa
nitoso
Dubai Dubai Dubai
And that was To My by Kaivili featuring Black Rose. Before that, we were listening to Turtle Song by Emily Ruamara. And before that, we were listening to Under Your Always Light by Leanne Betsamosake Simpson. And I believe... Oh, and finally, before that song, we were listening to Dine Introspective collaboration by DJ Betts. So you are listening to Rose City Native Radio. I am still DJ Yellow Horse, and you know, I just wanted to get you into some island vibes, because today in the infamous rants that I love to give while Jack is gone is going to be about one of the this actress. Her name is Sherina, wow, Clanton, Sherina Clanton, and she is an Australian actress, and I have a clip here for you to listen to, because she is speaking up for the Australian Indigenous voice and putting down those who try to speak over her, and it's a wonderful interaction, and I need you to hear this right now.
Can you stop? I'm really tired of non-Indigenous peoples making commentaries about Indigenous Australia, because we've spent yourself included, we have spent 230 years of not being included in this constitution. We share sovereignty with the Crown. The Queen still owns some of our traditional lands. We're still begging to protect sacred sites that are over 80,000 years old from mining companies, from gas companies. We want to be the author of our own destinies. We want to be the voice, because we are tired of non-Indigenous Australia thinking they know what is good for us and thinking that they can be the voice for Aboriginal Australia. So they should all learn to keep their mouth shut and start engaging Aboriginal Australia into the conversation. Okay.
So that was a wonderful, wonderful interaction that had occurred. So she is, like I said earlier, her name is Sherina Clanton. She's an Indigenous Australian actress out there. And I just want to present to you all listening out there that Indigenous folk from across the nations, all over the world, have similar issues that are popping up that they always have to face, that it's, we're not different. We are all Indigenous. We all share the same, what do you call it? The same transgressions that have been against us, because we've all experienced that. And it's ringing in Australia, because we all know England loved to colonize, and it's true for Canada as well. And I remember we were talking about this a couple weeks back, about Trudeau finally having a hearing for the Indigenous voice to talk about what is happening with the police forces using excessive force is what I will call it. But basically, it's not uncommon for you to hear about these transgressions against us in this day and age, where we're not given that voice and we are trying to fight for that voice. And we are always trying to say, hey, you know, I want a little compensation for some of the things, because I know I'm not going to get all of them, some of the things on the deal that we had made with all these treaties to get back a way of life where we're no longer oppressed, we're no longer in poverty, we're no longer sick and poor and tired, because that's all you really hear around the reservation. I personally work a lot with the Indigenous Native American community in my area, and I get calls, because I work with the healthcare system, and I get calls and they ask me, hey, I'm an elderly person, I'm going to have this surgery, I need help. I need help for care for myself. Where are my options? What can I do? I live in this metropolitan area, Portland, and I need to find help because I don't have the funds, the financial stability to pay for these things or insurance. And I'm just sitting there thinking, the system is failing these people. The system is failing our elders. The system can't give them the proper care that they need. And I'm there saying, hey, you should reach out to this person, you should reach out to that person. And it's just difficult because nothing is right. Nothing that is geared towards Native Americans and those programs where they're for education, they're for health, they're for nutritional education, there, all these main things that we need, housing, sewer, clean water, and they're just failing all of us. And it's upsetting because I even hear this from the top people where they're asking me, hey, why are we doing XYZ, building this septic tank and whatnot? And I'm there saying, if you've ever lived on the reservation, you are lucky to have running water. You are lucky to have indoor plumbing, because that is a luxury in this day and age. And even having cell phone service, I don't think most people understand this, is that when you are in such remote areas, you don't have cell phone service, and you know the milepost down the road where you have to get to, and then you look at your phone, you're like, okay, I finally have signal, I can give a call. Or you're there walking around on a mountaintop, hopefully getting your satellite phone to work so you can call your family and friends and say, hey, how's it going? And all, just trying to be connected. And it's just so upsetting because these are things that not only happen in America, they're happening across all these nations where they have to deal with indigenous populations, and they just don't do it right because they don't want to hear our voice, because they don't think we represent a good percentage of the population. And it's so annoying. Man, it's just been bugging me all this week. But on the brighter side, there are quite a few candidates out there that are running for the House of Representatives that are Native American candidates, and they are women as well. I know we could be seeing one soon, but you know, just listen to us, because we understand how these things work and the system, and everybody that's upper head level doesn't see our lifestyle, and it's upsetting. And do what you can, express your thoughts and concerns to your local BIA or IHS and say, hey, this is what's going on, because the more they hear about it, hopefully they can set aside some type of funding in order to build these programs to address the needs of our people. Well, I think you've had a good enough time to hear me have my wonderful rant. I want to leave off on this song. This is The Radical, and it's by Natani Means here on Rose City Native Radio.
Yeah. Melodic, what up? Check it. Yo. Step inside the militant minded. Confined him inside a signed confinement. Picture the best Pac and Nas combined with Russell and Dennis at an AIM protest. Check it. I grew up tough. Underneath barbed wire cuts, if my stars ain't enough to tell my story, all these other rappers are mediocre, starting to bore me. Melodic said, untie your brain to fully feel freedom. My grandma named me Natani Nez for a reason, so I could lead them, free your minds from extinction, and believe in freedom. Throw that government money back, cause we don't need them. Sovereignty's a myth in a nation full of ignorance. I've seen checks get spent on casino chips, and I wear my hair proud. This is true pride music, war hooping loud, equivalent to the American Indian movement. Yeah, yeah, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Yeah, can you hear me now? Alright. I'm not a rapper, I'm an activist who rhymes. This is how you're learning, you better read between the lines. Kill the Indian, save the man. Yes, all my friends descended from dead men who defended them. I got two braids and a beaded necklace. Living young and living reckless. Got a bullet for the next hipster in a headdress. Step aside, I got that C4 flow. I'm ready to blow at any minute. Off the number, let me go. I flow off the mental with the cynical syndrome. The epitaph, I'm wreaking wrath at the pinnacle. I'm methodical, I keep this shit simple. I got the point at the top to pop the pimple. Sinful, I get erotic like a woman. Keeping it loose, hanging rappers on the noose. I don't spit, I please. You rappers ain't your bitch. Your flow's still equivalent to poop.
My colonial colonized name is Russell Means. I want to talk a little bit about radicalism
and being called radical. You know, maybe it is true I am a radical. Because all I've ever asked, all I've ever demanded, all I've ever fought for, all I've ever been shot for, all I've ever been stabbed and beaten for, or thrown in jail or prison for, is to ask and demand any way, shape, or form that the United States of America live up to its own laws.
Identity, searching in bottles of whiskey. I've seen my elders pass out under oak trees. Hairspray and methamphetamine feed their arteries. Empty memories shield the future possibilities, as suicidal tendencies tend to play the youth at a teenage. In teen pregnancy, we say, leaves babies with no fathers these days. And our ways are forgotten, forgotten. Trading moccasins for N7s with Jordan socks that are cotton. Ish. Free your mind from extinction.
You help your brother when you see him fall. Why do we act like God don't see it all? Why do we call them black, them white, them Asians, and use labels? Now that's racism.
I don't want no Hawaii. Why? I don't want no Hawaii. No, why? I don't want no Hawaii. Why? I don't want no Hawaii. No, why?
Why do we always gotta question what all of it means? And why won't you follow your dreams? Tell me why. The night when you took my dad, why'd you let me see my grandpa cry? And tell me why. And why do you choose to hide, even though you was born to fly? And tell me why. And why don't we turn from all the hate? And why don't we learn from all mistakes? Why do I keep on wrecking these fat beats? And teachers don't make more than professional athletes. And why?
Welcome to the show, folks. We're here live in the gondola. Going up, going down. Feeling the altitude. Song's called Wash It Away.
We are part of something.
something special. We're a part of something special. We're a part of something special. It's a crack in time, a wrinkle falling from the nest, young ego. I will pull my feathers out. Stay humble, stay humble. Stay humble. Oh, stay humble. Like an elder took us under older brother. He said, this is powerful kanji. This is powerful kanji. Yeah, we felt like we were returning to our land, rebels and the shepherds of the sea. Takers are taking what the leavers believe. So greet me, the Black Prince of Kedar. Such a loud voice for a tiny creature. Wow. Teach me to let go of all of my pain. I do forgive, I don't forget these things. I do forgive, I don't forget these things. So we burn the blue gum for a safe passageway. Drink of the earth, smoke of the dirt, and my war paint was red ochre clay, okay. Red ochre clay, okay. Red ochre clay, okay. Our prayers ignite and cast out into the shire, and the song of our struggle came straight from the fire. It goes, holy, holy grandmother, we sing, wash us clean of our pain and suffering. Give us strength for our new beginnings. In my deepest grace I sing, Lift him up, it'll wash away. Gave me your hat and your past in one hand. You said, you come to be with rainbow serpent. Red hands, red land, red worship. Red hands, red land, red worship. Just then I heard Bush Mama crying in the chasms for a stolen generation and the children that haven't. Come home, come home, stay home. Come home, come home, stay home. My bullets are my words, and my words are my weapons. So chain me to the pipeline for our rivers and mountains. We sing, today's a good day for my ego to die. Today's a good day for my ego to die. Spirit live on in my heart, in my body, my mind. My body, my mind. Then Sister Crow came with the murder that day. So we tattooed the Bird Nation onto our faces. She said, we sing to let go of all of our pain. We dance the story to remember when things changed. Remember when things changed. Remember when things changed. Holy, holy grandmother, we sing, wash us clean of our pain and suffering. Give us strength for our new beginnings. In my deepest thanks I sing, it'll wash away, it will wash away. Lift them up, it'll wash away, it will wash away. Lift them up, it'll wash away, it will wash away. Lift it'll wash away, it will wash away. Lift them up. Whoa.
ghost dancing to separate countries to this old song, so familiar to memory. The road will teach you how to love and let go. It can be lonely, but it's the only thing that we've ever known. It can be lonely, but it's the only thing that we've ever known. Our mamas told us, let go of jealousy. And for vagabonds and vagrants, that won't come so easy. We've come from nothing, nothing. We have come from nothing, nothing. I traveled halfway across the country and back, only to find love undefined. And I'm okay with that, cause I'm gonna be a guardian. Be a man among men. Be a guardian, be a man among men, or be a woman among women. Be a guardian, be my friend. Oh, be my friend. Teach me to love you in a different way. Same cuts, same guts, same crazy. Same cuts, same guts, same crazy. It'll wash away, it will wash away, lift them up. It'll wash away, it will wash away, lift them up. It'll wash away, it will wash away, lift them up. It'll wash away, it'll wash away, lift them up.
This program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. You can find more audio online at kboo.fm.
Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Calling all denizens of Earth, tune in to KBOO on Saturday, April 22nd from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. for KBOO's Earth Day Takeover. It's a whole day of radio programming devoted to climate action and environmental justice. Join us and prepare for nature sounds, music, and activist interviews focused on our shared climate future. That's KBOO's Earth Day Takeover on Saturday, April 22nd from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. and online at kboo.fm/earthday.
Connect with your favorite community radio station on social media.
Our Facebook page is Facebook.